This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you guys feel like we're getting distracted? Do you feel like something just seems to be happening every other day to keep us not focusing on maybe something that we should be focusing on? I don't know. I've been doing radio now for years. I've been reading the news for years, and it just seems like it's just one thing after another, and they're big things. Whether it's the stock market, whether it's COVID, whether it's, the border crisis, whether it's, China and, kind of circling Taiwan and tensions going up. I don't know. I just feel like there's something always going on. And I wonder what we're being distracted for. Well, now it's all about Haiti. In the last week or two, or last week, I think we have been informed by not every news outlet, but some, that there were thousands of Haitians that were in Del Rio, Texas, camping out under the International Bridge. And many of us are like, wait a second, where did they come from all of a sudden? When did all that happen? And so, from what I read, they didn't just come from Haiti yesterday or last week. They ended up, they were here. They might have fled in 2010, and they were living throughout Latin America and South America. And then they got, quote unquote, word to come now. And they came now. So this is what I'm hearing. Now, this is being reported from Daily Mail. They say the secret behind the Haitians who turned up in Del Rio, Texas, is that they didn't migrate from Haiti, but all from Chile. They had been granted asylum, were working, living comfortably as refugees. Then dozens of Chilean identity cards, I guess, they bear distinctly these, they say, non-Hispanic names. There's a Prosper Pierre, a Edison Jean Charles, and so there are three letters HTI on the cards that I guess show the bearer's nationality. And apparently these are cards that Haitians have discarded since they've come to Del Rio. And it's not that they came from Port-au-Prince, but that they were already on land and were able to come up, but they had jobs. They had lives. Now, I don't know how horrible the life was. I don't know how oppressive it was. But one said that I love Chile. It's 1,000 times better than Haiti. Migration expert Todd Benzman is from the Center of Immigration Studies. And he said some of them are wanting to come to the United States because it's 1,000,000 times better than Chile and Haiti. They say the majority of the Haitian migrants come from Chile, the wealthiest country in Latin America, and Brazil, and some from Santiago, Sao Paulo. And there's an estimated 150,000 Haitians in Chile, 125,000 in Brazil. There's about 2 million currently in the United States. So when immigration rules became tougher, people desperate to leave Haiti decided to go to South America. Then, according to the immigration, the migrant expert, he said, when Biden got in, word went out and they decided we're coming now. That was the decision point. He says, I've interviewed 60 to 70 Haitians over the last year, and it's always the same story. Joe Biden opened the border, so we decided we could upgrade our lifestyle. He said, I interviewed a guy an hour ago who said he was living in Brazil and making good money, but he said he heard everyone was getting into America, so he came. So they traveled up through South America, took a path through Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, before landing in a camp across the Mexican border in Tapachula. Now, apparently, they were there because Biden administration pressured Mexico authorities not to let them come further north. But then Sunday, September 12th, Mexico suddenly said they were free to go. So they headed for the United States. Del Rio was the destination of choice because, unlike most other places on the border, the local branch of the Los Zetos cartel allows them to cross for free. In most other frontier towns, coyotes charge about $10,000 per head. Del Rio is different. And so that kind of explains, I don't know if you believe it or not, but that kind of explains why all of a sudden. So then the next question is what? So are they going back? So when we heard that there were flights sent, taking people back to Haiti, and there was a few hundred here, a few hundred there, many political pundits or maybe news pundits were like, wait a second, I think some of them are being dropped off in America. And so we're being told that 12 flights have sent 1,400 back to Haiti. And by the way, they haven't been to Haiti in maybe a decade because they were living in Mexico or Chile or Brazil, right? 3,200 remain in custody. 5,000 are still camped out under the international bridge. But Alejandro Mayorkas told lawmakers in two hearings he does not have data on how many of the 1.3 million migrants apprehended this year were released or deported. And so people think that about 5,000 migrants could have been released into the U.S. when the Department of Homeland Security released figures today that they're processing only 10,000 of an estimated 15,000. And mind you, how many got past the SUVs? How many got past the horses? I mean, you're talking about how many hundreds of Border Patrol agents and thousands of people. So, you know, when somebody does the math, they figured out that maybe not all of them are going back to Haiti. Some of them are coming into America. And again, I come from, my father was an immigrant, so I'm pro us having an immigration process, but you can't, as America, be beating us up over public health measures and COVID when you're not controlling the borders and people could be coming in with infectious disease and they don't get to have the same rules applied. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the labor shortage keeps getting worse. And in fact, unemployment claims rose 16,000 to 351,000, despite there being 10 million job openings. Retail and hospitality industries are desperate for staff, and unemployment claims are going up. I told you guys, it was even beyond the additional benefits. People were not going to flock back to work. Well, this is deadly for industries and for us trying to get the economy back started. And the longer somebody stays out of work, the longer it takes for them to get back to work. It's harder to go back. And the longer somebody's out of work, the less chance they are paying taxes. And we got this big spending bill coming that relies on taxes. So going to the jobless claims, they say the number of Americans filing for new jobless claims, rather than going down like people hoped, it went up. They said last week 351,000 people filed for unemployment benefits, a 16,000 person spike. The first week of September saw 310,000 jobless claims, which was a new low, but it looks like it's going the other way. There's about 10 million job openings that outnumber the number of people looking for work. At least 8.7 million are still unemployed as of the beginning of the month, according to U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. They said there's been little incentive for Americans to apply for new jobs. And even though there was a $300 weekly boost on checks, that stopped on September 6th. But people are still given money through American Rescue Plan. There's also state jobless benefits. So if people are still receiving money, or even if they're fine with taking less money, there's not a lot of enthusiasm to go back to work. Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chair from 2006 to 2014, told the Wall Street Journal that lockdowns have shifted their mindsets. Some saying they want to work remotely permanently. Others moved in 2020 to areas where jobs weren't so readily available. So where are we looking at? Well, we need health care. There's personal care, food prep, computer, mathematical, arts, design, social service, education, management, transportation, legal, protective services. There's all sorts of jobs out there. And the DOL, Department of Labor, reported a decline of 29,000 jobs in August. Employment is down in the retail industry. Retail industry has been hit the hardest. And I think there's a lot. I think people don't want to be around other people, whether they're fearful of COVID or they just haven't been around people and they're not excited about that. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, I'm seeing what some people are doing. And people are rude. People are mean. I do telemedicine. And I can't tell you how many people will be on the other phone just ripping into me when it's not my fault. There was one person, her child was sick. And, you know, based on what she told me, I'm like, okay, somebody needs to take a peek at your child. They're sick. And she ripped into me, just ripped me a new one. I don't understand. You're the third doctor over the phone that said somebody has to look at my child. What good are you guys? And I'm like, look, here's the thing. We're not allowed to get it wrong. You know, we can't pretend we know what's going on with your child when we can't even look at them. And then make a guess over a phone that could cost your child their life. What's wrong with us is we care about your child and we don't want them to die. I mean, I understand why a lot of doctors are choosing not to see people face to face. If this is the sort of grief they're getting from people, I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, me, you know, I'm a physician. I'm also very well versed in psychology. So when I would have patients that were absolutely rude, abusive, I think I took it better than a lot of others. I had, you know, one would pat my butt, got rid of them, discharge them. One grabbed my breast. One tried to sneakily touch my breast. And then, I mean, just stupid stuff. And I told you about that one patient where it was a new patient and she was banging on the glass because it was after hours. It was nighttime. It was already dark. And it was, I think, on a Friday after 5 p.m. And me and I think my manager, nurse, was still there, you know, wrapping things up. And she's like, please, I need some help. I need some help. You know, I don't feel good. I have vaginal burning, itching, whatever. So we take a look at her. We do some tests. And we give her a cream. And she wasn't overly appreciative, but she seemed relieved that we were able to help her and open up. And, you know, I paid my staff overtime. We made it work for somebody who was desperate for help. Well, a couple months later, apparently she got a bill for $20-some, whatever her balance was from her insurance. We got a call from her insurance company, and it was the fraud division. And they said, we have a report that you billed on a patient you never saw. And I go, really? I mean, wow. I mean, I've got to talk to my billers about that, but who is this person? And they gave the name. Oh, I did see the person. Well, they claimed you didn't. They claimed you didn't do anything. you didn't do a gyne exam, you didn't, and I go, ask me just answer one question before you go on. They go, what? I go, did you pay a lab that same day, the lab, for any vaginal cultures and STD cultures or whatever? Did you pay the lab for any cultures that same day that were run at about 5:30 that evening? Oh, looks like we did pay on a claim for that. All right, do you have any questions for me? No. Sorry to bother you. So, I mean, somebody just outright lies. I take care of them. We stay late. We open up the doors late to take care of somebody who decides to lie to get out of a $20 bill that her insurance told her to take. This is why many people don't want to be around other people. And not to mention, as you see what's happening in restaurants and stores and that gas clerk getting shot in the head because his boss told him to make sure everybody wears a mask, so he asked the guy to wear a mask, and the guy comes back and shoots him in the head. I mean, I get why people are... I'm a workaholic, so I don't get why somebody wouldn't want to work, but I get with everything going on why people are like, to hell with this. You can't pay me enough to be around other people. And that's a problem. I mean, I can't tell you how many doctors retired, and they had very similar stories to mine. Now, I stayed with it until Obamacare basically made it impossible for us to keep getting enough money in because insurance wasn't paying us and patients weren't paying during the recession. But I can't tell you how many people said, I'm tired. I'm tired of the assault. I'm tired of the abuse. I'm tired of patients not paying. I'm tired of, and doctors left. I mean, you're losing teachers. Teachers, are done with the parents abusing them and students abusing them. Healthcare workers, bus drivers. Bus drivers don't want to go back. Who's going to want to go back? A lot of people don't want to deal with people. And mind you, I'm very extroverted. I love people. But I'm even seeing it. And the nastier people get, the less anybody's going to want to be there. And think about it. I was craving a Popeye's chicken sandwich. So I went, and I was at the drive-thru. The drive-thru lasts 45 minutes. I expect it. I know they're understaffed. Well, people in the drive-thru line were probably yelling at the two or three people that showed up to work that day. Then why would they show up to work that day if they're going to be abused? Yeah, so it's a mess. Also a mess is the $3.5 trillion bill we keep hearing about. Apparently, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the largest lobbying group in the country, is not a fan. They've rolled out a six-figure ad campaign urging their voters to reject higher taxes in this reconciliation bill. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce thinks this reconciliation bill is an existential threat to the U.S. economy. Now, Democrats say, don't worry, just higher corporate tax and taxes on the wealthy. Well, that extends to everybody. Look what's happening with gas prices. Look at what's happening at restaurants. You guys are paying more. We're all paying more. Our medications are more. Alcohol. We're going to be talking about the alcohol shortage. There's only so many wealthy people out there. They can't cover this. And the reconciliation bill is effectively 100 bills in one. And from what U.S. Chamber of Commerce president is saying, they say every big government idea that's never been able to pass in Congress. They say the bill is an existential threat to America's fragile economic recovery and future prosperity. So we're not doing something right. I blame politicians. I blame people being nasty. I just blame the whole system. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing Congress to pass a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a $3.5 trillion budget package before the government runs out of funding October 1st. But Texas Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger accuses President Biden of trying to change the subject from the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border and the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We're not going to let this administration shift the narrative away from the real disaster. We are less secure because of them. Whether it's Afghanistan or at our southern border, we need the president and the vice president to go there to acknowledge that this is a problem.
Weekly jobless numbers on the way up. The Labor Department reporting 351,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. This is USA Radio News. Booster shots on the way for some Americans.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Special Envoy for Haiti is stepping down over the deportation of Haitian illegal immigrants from the Texas-Mexico border. Reports circling on Twitter that this morning Ambassador Daniel Foote is resigning. He says he won't be associated with the United States' inhumane, counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer. And big thanks to my speaking coach, who obviously needs to work on my speech a little better. Okay, so some of you are confused about what's going on with the boosters, which is totally fine. It's okay to be confused. That's why I'm not saying there's booster confusion because I want to insult the FDA or insult the White House. I'm saying that if you feel confused and you have some questions, it's okay because it is a little confusing. The White House back in August said, look, guys, boosters are going to roll out September 20th. Anybody who is 8 months past their second dose will be able to start getting boosters. FDA and CDC said, wait a second, no. No, can you wait for us to give guidance? FDA analyzes data that they just got on the 17th by Pfizer, says, no. No need to give it out to the general population, but over 65, those in high-risk categories should get it. That's our recommendation. FDA gets that recommendation and rules accordingly. But some people are wondering, wait a second, weren't those groups already allowed to, according to the CDC? And then what happens if I have Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? So I'll read you what the FDA has said, and then I'll tell you what I believe is going on, okay? So you guys know what to do. Because some of you really want a booster. As far as I'm concerned, if you really want a booster, talk to your doctor. Because my guess is you might really want that booster because you're high risk. And if you are high risk, you might be able to get that booster. The problem is nobody is right now recommending mixing and matching of the shots. So here's the latest. So the FDA announced yesterday the emergency authorization for a single booster shot. Some of you were concerned going, wait a second, I thought the Pfizer shot was FDA approved. It is. But that's the two-dose vaccine regimen. Boosters don't have the full FDA approval yet because they have to be out a certain period of time. So this was an emergency authorization which allows a more hyper-speed evaluation process to allow that third booster to be recommended. This is only for Pfizer. So they are emergency authorizing what has been fully FDA approved. Now, some of you ask, well, wait a second. Can they emergency authorize a emergency authorized Moderna vaccine before it's fully approved? I believe the FDA can do whatever the hell they want. So, yeah, the answer to that is probably. So even if Moderna doesn't have full approval, they are probably going to emergency authorize a Moderna shot once they review that data, which I believe they're doing shortly. So this is just for the Pfizer booster. If you're over 65, if you are at high risk for severe COVID, and you're 18 on up, if you are 18, so not even the 16-year-olds, even though the Pfizer shot is allowed in those 16 on up and is authorized, the booster is only if you're over 18, okay? Individuals 18 to 64 that are at high risk could get it. Those 18 to 64 whose frequent institutional or occupational exposure to SARS-CoV-2 puts them at high risk of serious complications of COVID-19, meaning if you work in a hospital setting, somebody could say, well, yeah, I'm exposed at school. I'm exposed as a teacher. So that to me means mostly anybody who thinks they're going to be at high risk can get it. A big question people have is, well, aren't they saying that COVID could be high risk for anybody? That couldn't COVID kill anybody? Yeah. So technically, based on this, anybody who thinks they're going to get super, super bad COVID may be able to get a booster of the Pfizer if you had Pfizer. Now, another thing that's a little confusing to people is the 8-month, forget about the 8-month thing that Fauci was talking about and the White House was talking about. Now it's 6 months. So you are allowed to get a booster of the Pfizer if your Pfizer shots, if it's been at least 6 months. Which means somebody like me could get the booster because it's been over 6 months since I received my two-dose vaccine. This is effective immediately. Well, I think the CDC is also going to weigh in on it, but the reason why this is already out there is because, remember, the CDC and the White House had said, look, if you're high risk, you could get a booster. So boosters have already been given out. I don't know how many millions of boosters have already been given out, so a lot of people have already gotten their boosters. So the FDA said yesterday, today's action demonstrates that science and the currently available data continue to guide the FDA's decision-making for COVID-19 vaccines during this pandemic. After considering the totality of the available scientific evidence and the deliberations of our advisory committee of independent external experts, the FDA amended the EUA for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to allow for a booster dose in certain populations, such as healthcare workers, teachers, daycare staff, grocery workers, homeless shelters, and prisons. This is according to Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock. She says the pandemic is dynamic and evolving, with new data about vaccine safety and effectiveness becoming available every day. As we learn more about the safety and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines, including the use of a booster dose, we will continue to evaluate the rapidly changing science and keep the public informed. Now, there we go. Rapidly changing science. There's been a lot of talk about misinformation and how it's a public health crisis and everybody needs to attack the misinformation. We just got from the FDA commissioner that this is a rapidly evolving science, which means I hope that the misinformation police and the FDA and the rapidly evolving scientists make sure they're on the same page, because it is a rapidly evolving science. I agree with that 1,000%. So if you had a Moderna and Johnson & Johnson right now, they're saying no mixing and matching. So I think you have to wait. However, I don't want you to wait, because remember, the CDC said you could get a booster of your mRNA if you're high risk. Remember, they said that weeks ago. So the CDC is saying people with moderately to severe compromised immune systems, especially vulnerable to COVID, may not build up the same immunity, so additional doses intended to improve immunocompromised people's responses. Now, the CDC recommends that people with moderate to severe compromised immune systems receive an additional dose of an mRNA COVID vaccine at least 28 days after a second dose of a Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. So the CDC is recommending that if you are, let's say, immunocompromised, you get your third shot 1 month after, all right? So you see the confusion? Boosters only for Pfizer people right now. That is 6 months after you had your two doses. If you're over 65, if you are at high risk for severe COVID, if you're immunocompromised or you work in prisons, you're in prison, teacher, daycare, doctor, nurse, whatever. Okay? Moderna and Johnson & Johnson still are on standby. Johnson & Johnson had a study saying the second shot gives 94 or 95% efficacy, so we might be getting data on boosters soon. Right now, all this stuff has to do with Pfizer. Right now. CDC is saying if you're immunocompromised, very immunocompromised, you probably need a third shot, and you probably need to get that third shot 28 days after your second. That's what we have so far. CDC is not recommending the whole general public gets boosters at this time. Neither does the FDA. But yes, it looks like a lot of people are going to qualify. So my advice to you all is, if you are concerned and you think you fall into a group that needs a booster, whether you're Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, or Pfizer, talk to your doctor. I am hoping that society still allows doctors to have some sort of autonomy and patience in terms of making an appropriate decision for their health. But I do get the confusion. Don't feel bad if you're confused. It's confusing. It's okay. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very beautiful model, a supermodel, is claiming a very common cosmetic procedure left her disfigured. Now, supermodel Linda Evangelista, and we've seen her on L'Oreal commercials, is currently 56 years old. And she had a cosmetic procedure called Cool Sculpting. And she claims that Cool Sculpting disfigured her and she is suing the company. Now, what happened to her was something called paradoxical adipose hyperplasia. So she had a procedure and she had posted this on Instagram where after the procedure, she tried to go through two corrective unsuccessful surgeries and as a result has been socially withdrawn, cycling through depression. And it's a shame because she, nobody should sadly go from, you know, having such a career that she's had to having to feel like they have to hide from public. So on Instagram, Linda writes, "Today, I took a big step towards righting a wrong that I've suffered and have kept to myself for over 5 years. She says, to my followers who have wondered why I have not been working while my peers' careers have been thriving, the reason is that I was brutally disfigured by Zeltiq's cool sculpting procedure, which did the opposite of what it promised. It increased and not decreased my fat cells, left me permanently deformed," she says, "even after undergoing two painful, unsuccessful corrective surgeries. I have been left, as the media has described, as unrecognizable." She says, "I have developed paradoxical adipose hyperplasia, or PAH, a risk of which I was not made aware before I had the procedures. PAH has not only destroyed my livelihood, it has sent me into a cycle of deep depression, profound sadness, and the lowest depths of self-loathing. In the process, I have become a recluse." She said, "With this lawsuit, I am moving forward to rid myself of my shame and going public with my story. I'm so tired of living this way. I would like to walk out my door with my head held high, despite not looking like myself any longer." So, yeah, she is unrecognizable, but I have, you know, from her previous pictures, but I have to admit, I mean, I've seen so many stars that unless somebody says that's so-and-so, I wouldn't recognize them. I mean, you guys would recognize me because a lot of times I don't wear makeup, right? You know, I wear the same baggy clothes. You'll definitely be able to see that's me in Walmart. But a lot of stars, you know, they're made up. There's all the, you know, there's all the gowns and all that. So when somebody's kind of dressed up in normal looking clothes and they don't have their eyelash extensions or their makeup on, people might not realize it's them. But interestingly, when you do have a procedure that you think you're improving yourself with and then it acts the other way and it increases fat, that it is devastating. And I could see why she's upset and she's depressed. And then not to mention, if she feels like she can't work anymore, her career is over. You know, she's 56 years old. Many 56-year-olds are still very active in the modeling and fashion world. They're still out there. They're still, quote-unquote, relevant in Hollywood and in New York. And so if she feels like her career is over, no wonder she's depressed. And so not that I am a big fan of, you know, lawsuits and all that. She does make a point that her feeling like she's doing something about it is helping her recover. And so, I mean, she has a right to take legal action if she feels she was wronged. But it is interesting how she went from the, you know what, rather than sit home and be a recluse, I'm going to turn around and do something. I'm going to be a spokesperson for it. I'm going to, you know, I told you I had a patient who had been raped. And she was raped 10 years prior. And she was telling me she's been to counselors, she's been to therapy, she's been on medications. She can't get over it. And she says it still plagues her. And I told her, well, that's understandable. Absolutely, it's understandable. Any of us who have ever been assaulted, you always seem to live with it. But I go, what if you teach young girls about what you went through and how they could make themselves more safe? And she perked up. And I go, sometimes the bad things that happen to us turn out to be a gift for others. And maybe, you know, you're going to be a blessing to other people because of what you went through. And she just transformed, you know, from, you know, wow, I could do that. And so I do recommend that for anybody who has ever been wronged or anybody who has ever been really hurt, go and turn it around. You know, there was somebody who tried to defraud my mom with online dating. And luckily, she talked to me about it before anything happened. And I'm like, this guy doesn't sound right. You know, I'm sorry, I love your mom, but nobody loves you like that. Honestly, you're not that lovable. You know, sorry. Nobody would love me like that. This guy's got to be fake. He doesn't even know you, and he's saying he loves you. And so we you know, found out that he was a fraud. And even though she was grateful that nothing happened, it was embarrassing, obviously, for her. And I'm like, well, then you know what? Let's teach others. Let's turn around and write a book. And we do. We have a successful book out there called The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. You can find it on Amazon. But she went from being, you know, kind of distraught and embarrassed about it to, hell yeah, I'm going to teach others. It's a real great way of overcoming a, you know, a tragedy that happens to you. You know, it's a great way to overcome. So back to this cool sculpting. Cool sculpting is a procedure that's FDA approved. They approved it back in 2010 for cryolipolysis. Cryolipolysis is basically using cold to break up fat cells. It's non-invasive, no liposuction, no needles, no scalpels, but it cools the area down with paddles to a negative 10 degrees Celsius. Adipose cells then get broken up, destroyed, and then cleaned, you know, then from the body. WebMD says don't do it if you have loose skin, poor skin tone, cryoglobulinemia, where you have abnormal proteins in your blood that could thicken in cold temperatures, if you have cold urticaria, where you get hives when it gets cold, if you have paroxysmal cold hemoglobinuria, which is kind of a type of anemia where cold temperatures destroy your blood cells. But that's not what Evangelista had. Linda Evangelista had something called PAH, paradoxical adipose hyperplasia. So that's where, rather than it decreasing the fat, it increased it. There's an incidence of about 0.0051%. It's really rare. But according to Dr. Jalian et al., who talked about a 41-year-old male, apparently men seem to get this more than females, he had said that there were multiple case studies. And he thinks, or his authors think, maybe it could be that pre-existing fat cells that are there grow hypertrophy. Maybe there's some recruitment of pre-adipocyte or stem cell populations that go, huh, these fat cells are gone, so we're going to make more. Could be maybe the hypoxic injury that starts leading to a body's sort of recovery from it, and then that causes more fat tissue. So this is a procedure that costs anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000. Some people swear by it and they love it. It's supposed to be permanent in terms of decreasing some of the fat if done correctly. And I understand how the mechanism could work. But as I've said with everything in medicine, it's different strokes for different folks. And for some people, they might get an amazing lifelong cosmetic benefit. For others, they may get a lifelong unsuccessful cosmetic benefit or disfigurement. So be very, very careful. Make sure you do your research before you do anything. 77 Dr. Lee.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.